Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Thursday, and we are rocking. And this is Psychic Jethro. Welcome all of you to Psychics Gone Wild. And you guys know what at night it is. It's our one, our only. We stopped in the trip to Maine, and we're talking with our one and only Dina Flanagan. Not only is Dina a phenomenal psychic, as you guys have all known, Dina has always been a healer and working with individuals on one-on-one basis to not only help people with their spiritual path, but also with the development. And so those of you listening in, you know Dina's here. And Dina, I would like to have you come on, talk to everybody a few minutes, and introduce your wonderful surprise guest that you brought in.
Hi, Jethro.
Hello, Dina.
Well, this is Dina Flanagan, and we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have a very special guest, Angelica Whitecliff. She wrote the book 21 Days with Brazzo. She is also the one who helped bring Brazzo to many areas in the United States to share his wonderful gaze with us all. Welcome, Angelica. How are you?
Hi, Dina. Hello, Jethro. I'm doing fabulous and delighted to be on your show.
Awesome. We're so glad to have you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I have a few questions for you, Angelica.
Oh, well, great. I am ready.
All right. Well, can you tell us what Brazzo was all about and his mission?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think what I'd like to do to explain Brazzo and his work is actually begin by telling you a very short story that I heard from Joseph Campbell many, many years ago. And, of course, Joseph Campbell was very, he's an icon in, I think, the American tradition in bringing us mythology and showing us life and the pathway through life. So I think to help understand Brazzo's work, the short story can help other people relate to a very human condition and how we can go beyond that condition. So, Dina, Jethro, have you ever heard of the Joseph Campbell story about the tiger and the goat?
No.
Okay. Well, the story is that there is a very pregnant mother tiger who comes across a herd of goats and ferociously charges in. And she does it with so much vehemence that she ends up pouncing and landing and ending up giving birth to her baby tiger cub, but she brings about her own death. So the goats scatter, and when they come back, they discover this tiger cub, and they adopt it for their very own. And so this little tiger grows up amongst them, eating grass and behaving quite passively and following what he is taught, until one day an old wise male tiger comes upon the herd and charges in. And all of the goats, of course, scatter because that's their nature, except the little tiger cub. He stays his ground, and the old tiger looks at him and says, "What are you doing amongst this herd of goats?" And the little tiger just looks back, and he bleats like a goat. And the male tiger, he is just amazed, and he can't understand what's going on. And he said, "Son, why are you here?" And the little tiger, again, he just goes bah, and he starts nibbling the grass. So the older tiger bats him around and grabs him by the scuff of his neck and takes him to some water, to a pool, and shows him his reflection in the pool. And he says, "You are not a goat. You are a tiger like me. You must be like me." So then he takes the little tiger cub to his den, where he has an antelope that is a fresh kill. And he grabs a piece of meat, and he puts it in front of that little tiger, and he says, "Eat this." And the little tiger says, "But I'm a vegetarian." And the older tiger, he's not going to take no for an answer, so he crams it down the throat of the cub. And the cub chokes on it a bit, but then he swallows it down, and immediately there's a quickening in his blood, a life force taking place that gets activated. And he then just goes and he does a little tiger stretch, and all of a sudden, spontaneously, he gives a little tiger roar. And the older tiger looks at him and says, "Now you know your true nature. Go out and act by your true nature." Now, the reason I tell this story is because Joseph Campbell asked the question, are we perhaps tigers living the lives of goats? And Brazzo's beginning, in a way, really parallels with this story. Because here he is, a man who was brought up in a conservative, normal environment. He was the only child to a rather prosperous family. And he grew up and went to follow in his father's footsteps. His father was a businessman, and so Brazzo went to university. He got his master's degree in finance, and he started his own company. But that whole time, Brazzo, in a way, he was like that tiger cub, that he was somehow malnourished. He wasn't eating the right food. He felt there had to be something more to life, but he couldn't quite put his finger on what that was, what that would look like in his life. In a way, he was searching for something of his own nature, because he had been socialized, like all of us, in an environment where we are told who we are and what we are. But inside, we feel hungry for something more. And Brazzo had a turning point in his life when a man who was a very famous prophet and a healer from Serbia, when Brazzo met this man, in their very first meeting, Brazzo felt something in his presence that awakened in him something of his own real nature. And Brazzo walked away from his normal, conventional life to simply be at the side of this healer to help support him in work of helping people to better their lives. And that was Brazzo's beginning. And Ivica played that key role in helping Brazzo discover, first of all, what was inside of himself, and to drop away all the programming, all of what he had been taught his life should look like. And then it was about 18 months later, when Ivica died, that Brazzo had a turning point. He discovered that he had this gift that spontaneously arose in him, and he began to do the same type of work as Avita had done in helping people. He worked by different methods, but again, it is as if Bratzo, he had a faith inside of himself, a trust inside of himself, of nature, of source, of life, that was so great that he was able to focus this in a way that it could benefit people. And that's how Bratzo's work began, and it all started back in 1995.
Awesome.
Very phenomenal. It's just, it's amazing to me, and I love when you were discussing here with the energy. Now, may I ask you, Angelica, you obviously have wrote a book about this. You have put some time and effort. Do you, I mean, it's amazing to be working with a person who's doing these energies and abilities. Do you also do some abilities of your own, or were you put into this for a reason? May I ask you personally why you're doing this faith mission, obviously this calling of light?
Well, I have to tell you, Jethro, that the first time that I saw Bratzo's picture, when somebody sent me his photo through an email, without knowing actually what this man did, or I hadn't read any testimonials or anything, I felt a stirring inside of me where I felt so compelled that I just had to meet this man. I felt so happy inside that I booked an air ticket to go see him at an event. And then I started researching what he does. And I can't explain that. It wasn't rational. It wasn't linear. But I felt something. And I find over the years of working with Bratzo, many people tell me similar things where they encounter Bratzo in some way through a friend, online, through a YouTube, and they feel that there's something special here, something peaceful, something joyous, something healing, and they just need to discover more. I think it's very interesting that Bratzo, for many people, he unearths inside of them this sense of trust, that he is trustworthy, that he's offering something positive. And I look at Bratzo's life now over the last 18 years where he has been in service for all this time, simply sharing his gift and traveling from city to city, country to country, offering this to anyone, to everyone. And you don't have to believe something specific. It doesn't matter your ideology, your skin color, your social strata. It's he welcomes everyone to experience this gift that affects consciousness and awakens something that's already inside of us, but because how we've been socialized, what we've been taught to believe and not to trust, we forget about what is inside. And so he's like a great awakener, a transformer on many levels.
Excellent.
Yes. Now, I know from personal experience that he has helped so many people with healing. And so can you explain how he heals on both the physical and emotional and spiritual level?
Sure. Well, first of all, Dina, for your listeners, the way that Bratzo helps people, just so they know, is that he is silent, and in the silence, without using any words or philosophies or teachings, he silently gazes or looks at a room full of people for about 5 to 7 minutes. And over the course of those minutes, people simply look back at him. And for many people, a spontaneous connection takes place, which, first of all, I think that's not so strange. It might sound rather unique, but it's not so strange when we consider our quantum physicists talking about quantum entanglement and how everything is interconnected and affects everything else. And as Bratzo gazes, many people are affected. Some people have physical experiences of healing. Other people have a sense of relief from problems that they're facing in their lives. People have found that their financial situations change after gazing with Bratzo. Bratzo himself doesn't actually explain what is taking place during the gazing experience. He, in fact, doesn't speak in public at all. he leaves our experiences as the measure for us to judge the worth of this experience. And over all these years, you know, the tens of thousands of people who have seen him, who have been helped in all these different ways, really create quite a foundation of validating what his gift can do in people's lives. And I just want to mention, Dina, that it goes beyond the physical. People come for physical healing, and I think there's nothing more important than life than having our health. And I don't care if you're a billionaire, if you have a disease, if you are in pain, immobilized, if you suffer from your health, I think most people would trade away all their money because they know they still have their abilities to build, to rebuild, but you need your health first. But, you know, I see young people coming. I see young people who are, they don't have physical problems or illnesses, but they're searching for a sense of purpose in life. And because the young people look around and they see so much phoniness, so many falsehoods, these values that are questionable, and they wonder how are they going to find their rudder in life. And they are looking for self-assurance, for inner strength to believe in themselves and what they're capable of creating and giving to the world. And I see these young people especially coming to Bratso who find that Bratso can awaken this inside of many of them, that people don't have to look outside for their answers, but they discover they have their own knowing inside that tells them what to do, and it helps to define and clarify that sense of purpose in life. You know, it works on so many different levels, and that's why we say Bratso never calls himself a healer. You know, it's just not working in that traditional energy healing way.
Yes, yes, it's so true. It's so many ways that he has affected people. It's amazing. Can I ask you, how does science view Bratso's work?
Well, you know, I had mentioned quantum entanglement. And when we think of our bodies, first of all, 100 trillion cells in the body made of billions of atoms per cell. And these cells and atoms can be divided into subatomic particles that some quantum physicists say go into infinity. And so if we look from that framework, then what we're seeing is that even within this physical body itself, we each have a function of infinity. And this function of infinity doesn't have anything to do with our spiritual belief system, but is actually a construct of our physical reality. So many scientists talk about Bratso affecting consciousness, that his consciousness is developed to a degree that he can help uplift or raise other people's consciousness to a level where spontaneously healings can take place. Latent talents and abilities come forward. People all of a sudden have a sense of clarity and purpose and direction. And this even flows out to members of family, to colleagues at work, to loved ones. It's interesting that scientists have even hooked Bratso up to the latest equipment to measure subtle energy. And the scientists have agreed that some dynamic, dramatic interaction is taking place between Bratso and those who are participating in the experience, but nobody can define what's behind that experience yet, although I really feel that the quantum physicists are now leading us in that direction that eventually is going to bring this all together.
That's awesome. It is amazing how it's the unknown. You just have to trust and have faith. It's just amazing. Now,
I have to say, Dina, I think that it's important that Bratso, when he began this work, he had to take a leap of faith. When people started coming up to him, asking him to help them, he had never done a healing in his life. Avitsa, his mentor, had never taught him anything. he just had to rely on this feeling inside, and people were saying, we know it's you who is the one to help us next. And he trusted so completely, and this gift came forward. So consider when we trust in our lives, ourselves, and what we do and create, how much we can bring forward.
Yes, very true. And to help everybody else, too, to spread it all out over the world is awesome. Now, I know that Brunzo was invited to gaze at the Tillman Chapel in New York City for the United Nations community in November, and I was so lucky to be a part of that. Now, how is Brunzo's work connected and recognized in peacemaking efforts around the world?
Well, I think that that was quite an extraordinary thing for Brunzo to receive that invitation to gaze for UN community members. And he was also awarded an honorary Peace Pole in recognition of his 18 years of work, which actually began in Croatia right at the end of the Croatian-Serbian War, you know, in a region that was devastated by ethnic war. This is where his gift and his work took its foothold. And I think it's exceptional that he never ever made his work for one group specifically, but open to everybody. And so he has been traveling from country to country and across the U.S., and now we have at this level where member affiliates with the United Nations, and in this case, it was the Enlightenment Society who sponsored this event, has come forward and recognized that Brazzo's work is not only about physical healing, but it instills a sense of peace in our very being, helps it to come forward in our lives. So we treat ourselves better, we treat others better. We have more trust and faith in life again. And this is a very tangible thing that this organization saw taking place, and thus the recognition came in this way. And, you know, there have been other ways that Brazzo has been honored and recognized. It's amazing the people who come to see him. I mean, from people from all classes of life. There have been politicians, there have been generals, there have been billionaires, or people who don't even have a home to live in, people with the worst of depression and fears. All walks of life come, and because people have this sense that maybe there is some hope here, and Brazzo has brought that forward in so many lives. So I think that he is rightly honored in this way.
Yes, yes, for sure. It was an amazing event. It was beautiful. Now, I know that children under the age of 18 and women after their first trimester are not allowed to gaze. Can you tell us why that is?
Yes. It is a rite of passage over in Europe where Brunzo has been working all these years that when you arrive at your 18th birthday, you can come and gaze with Brunzo. There is a certain intensity to the experience for some, and so in a way it is to protect the younger children, but also there's a level in a gazing event. Brazzo's working in silence, so you have a room in silence for a duration of time, and there's a practical level to it that sometimes it's hard to keep children quiet and sitting and so not disruptive for the experience of the many. And so that is why the children, the best thing for parents to do for their children is to perhaps show a DVD film about Brazzo to their children or bring in a photograph to a gazing session and gaze on their child's behalf. And for pregnant women, it does happen that sometimes people faint during the gazing experience. And so if a woman is pregnant past 3 months, certainly this is as a protection for women that there would be no chance that they could do harm to themselves falling and, you know, creating an injury in that way.
Wow. Very interesting. Now, I'm gonna tell a little bit about, I started going to Brazzo about 2 years ago. And somebody told me about him, and I just knew I had to go. And so off I go. It was in New Jersey. And I went there, and it was the most incredible experience. I myself, from that day, my life has changed, and I got lots of love and light that I now shine out into the world. And I also brought a picture of a friend of mine's brother, and he had cancer, and it was all through his body, and they called the whole family in to say goodbye that weekend I went to Brussels. And I brought his picture and held it up to my heart, and in one gaze, he sat up out of his coma he had been in for 6 weeks, and he was like, where have I been? And he went home after about a week or two after that, and now 2 years later, he is just fine. Even then, he was fine. He lived at his house, and he helps people, and he has a job. And that was amazing to me, just totally amazing. That really just solidified my faith in all of his miracles. And then to listen to all of the stories that everybody was telling, it was truly, truly amazing. And I'll never forget it. And I've been to many since, and now I volunteer. And the volunteering is the love you get when you volunteer and the healing you get when you volunteer is just beyond words. So I wanted to share that experience. And Angelica,
Tina, that's a great experience. I have to say, I hear many of these stories, and it just never, ever gets old. It's just always so exciting. And to be in an environment where people are sharing stories like this and so many other facets of life transformation, that in itself is magic. I think that in itself is enough to draw people to the event, to the experience, because you can't help but walk away with something.
Oh, there's no way you... And if it doesn't affect you right then and there, it comes to you over time, I notice. There's more things that come and more things that come. You know, just because everything isn't just boom, there it is. It's a gradual process.
Yes, that's a good point, Dina. For some people, it is spontaneous, but for many people, it's not until they go back into their normal life and then they start to notice these shifts and changes. And sometimes it can be months down the road where you discover, I'm in a completely different place. Wow. So, yes.
Yes, it can be subtle. That's it. You wake up one day and you're like, wait a minute, I'm in a much better place. And that's how I noticed it hits you in both ways. Well, for me, it did anyway. Jethro, do you have any questions?
I'm listening and learning, and for once you guys don't have me eating and I'm quiet. Maybe a day we're going to write on the calendar. It's just so amazing. And we all love Dina. Dina has been phenomenal. She's healed people. She's worked with people. And when she talked about you being on, I got to be honest, I had knew only a little. I never do anything other, you know, with my abilities and what I've done. And I basically started looking and reading about it, and I'm just so fascinated. Angelica, I do have another question. I'm the nosy one with you. I just am so amazed because you have such an ability here. I can feel the energy. Have you always been a person that's been involved around the spiritual, or is this something that just, because I keep feeling with you, I feel that there's some gift with you. I can feel that you're open and you go with what you sense. You have a very open energy here.
Well, I do have to say, Jethro, that since I was a very young girl, I was interested in the spiritual. And I would even have to sneak books in the house from the library that my parents didn't approve of on spirituality, on telepathy, on teleportation, all these subjects. Yes, I've always been fascinated in this field, and I've done lecturing at many events across the country and in different countries regarding this awakening in consciousness and on other subjects as well related. But it wasn't until I met Brazzo that I felt like all these things I dreamed about, that I hoped for humanity, that I saw that this was a tangible way that this could manifest within this reality within my lifetime. And I just jumped into it with everything I had, because I just felt that there's nothing more special. And how could you not want to help but just get this out there to others so that they can experience it?
Very excellent. Jen, I'm very impressed. I also have, with all my years of ability, I've seen other energies come together, and I've seen it happen. And I love the fact that, you know, you wrote with the book 21 Days, and I was reading through the individual, and I could tell that, you know, your awareness, and it's like Dina has really helped me with the since I've known her in this short time, that we have got every topic we've learned, and I feel like a little kid. Tonight I have people typing, and they go, what happened to you, Jethro? And I've got to tell you that I just am so happy and amazed. And I feel graced and blessed that you came in. And Tina's always been, you know, we just love her. But they're also telling me with your energy that you intend, I feel, to do some, you have some other missions that's going to happen here with you and with this gentleman that you guys are going to. It's like your spirit moves you to go to these places and do this energy. Can you tell us a little bit of what you guys are sensing for the next future and what other endeavorments besides, because I feel there's other things you guys are working on.
Well, certainly there is live streaming that is taking place now with Brazzo, and this is something that has been developing, especially over the course of the last year, where Brazzo's gift can be shared via a computer, this wonderful technology. So that is becoming more and more available, online streaming is being offered, and actually it's going to start tomorrow. For 4 days, there is going to be live streaming, and people can go to Brazzo.net and find out information and find out how they can tune into that. Many invitations are coming from new countries. So, Jethro, we have plans to get Brazzo to as many places around the world as possible. We work very spontaneously, and I have to tell you, we don't have this big picture game plan, but we just stay very open to our feelings, to the opportunities of the moment, and just let that guide us. I know there are big things before us, but I feel like there's not one specific thing that I really have to share right now. Beyond the streaming that's taking place to give access to more people.
Excellent. It amazes me. I can feel the energy, and it's obviously what's intended. And I'm looking forward to hearing and knowing more. It's like obviously this mission is not only to help the individuals, but like you said, each and every person. And I find that very, very positive to me, and very, you know, very much excited, because it's what the purpose all of us have. And we were discussing this in one of our shows earlier, and Dina has so many facets that we were discussing. What were we going to do for our topic when we go do the other shows that we do? And one of the guests laughed and they said, you guys just need to be yourselves. And I got to tell you, I think it was the best compliment, and I return that to you. Angelica, please be yourself, and please stay the way you are. I feel so graced to have met you, and I want to thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jethro. Well, I am just honored to be on this show with you and Dina, and I really compliment your own work. I know for many years I was searching for spiritual information, psychic information, all these wonderful subjects that, you know, a couple of decades ago they were almost taboo, and now it's just out there and people are open, and you're a part of that awakening process.
I love it. And look at us with me. When, you know, and I had a friend tell us that word, you know, we're an intuitive, we're a prophet. And I thank you with what you said, because a friend of mine told me yesterday, the best compliment you can do is help other individuals. And every day we're utilizing what abilities we've got to do it. And they listened into our shows and they were like, you're wild family you've got on here. They started naming off Dina, you know, on Thursdays, and all the other friends. And Angelica, we're sharing that same common mission. And I look forward to this. And I want to also share with you, you know, said when you were looking for the spirituals, did you? You said that your family kind of hid this a little bit. I had a, and everyone's read with me. I had a godmother who, you know, taught me. I had other people come in, but I do know that we're from a generation where, you know, if 10 years ago, even trying to speak about this, other people would try to shut it down. And I think that we are the forerunners to opening this light and this work again for the world to see what's always been there. Do you feel that?
Oh, yes, and there's a sense of relief in me now, because I remember 10 years ago, if I would use the word energy to my own mother, she would tell me not to say that word, because she knew how I meant it when I was talking about spiritual energy and auras and different phenomenon. And she was so resistant, but today she uses it herself and talks about these things openly. And it's just happened naturally for her. I love that Bratso is helping especially so many of the people with these intuitive abilities, helping them to go to another level. Because I hear from psychics and gifted people all the time who say, Bratso helped to put a jetpack on my ability or helped to just take it to the next level. And we need this next level. We need us being truly who we are and embodying our nature, our true nature, to help to show the way.
I agree very much. Yes, I agree. And Dina, didn't you tell me that Dina has, you do classes up there and you work with other individuals. Dina's mission, everyone has been learning a little more about her. We have to tease Dina here. We do tease her on Gone Wild. Everyone thought she was the same size as me. And then we found out she's 5'2", very nice. And we don't know why, but it's that energy. She comes out and I'm 6'2", everybody knows. And we all had a big tease about it because, you know, you're putting out such an energy. Angelica, you know, what you were just saying there with the involvement, I mean, there's so many areas and so much force. Do you ever feel in the day that, I mean, there's just so much time and you need other people? Or how are you guys handling all of this, amounts of this? Is there ways that people can help you?
Well, certainly there are opportunities for people to help by volunteering at any of the events in the many cities that we're visiting across the country. And people can go to bratso.net. To the event pages, and at the bottom of every event page is information about volunteering. And that includes, before the event begins, just helping with community outreach and spreading the word. We also have some dedicated volunteers who travel with us from city to city who help to support the work. My husband told me yesterday something very funny from the man who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And he said when men are stressed or when men have a heavy load on them, they just turn off. So they'll go watch a football game, they'll go down to the pub, they'll take a walk on the beach. But for women, when they have heavy responsibilities or stress, they just work harder. I find that the women especially are so able to handle all of the things that come up in this work, and the more that's on our plate, the more we discover we can do, and it's actually quite exciting and exhilarating.
I could see that. And now you're on the road with Draco is the book. Am I saying it, Bratso? On the road with Bratso?
Bratso, but it's spelled Bratso. So you look at his name and you would say Braco, I think in English, but Croatian, it's Bratso.
Okay, those of you who are emailing, you just got it from there, straight from it. They're writing me and they're teasing me because they said they went to the site. Now you know that it is there. This is the author of the book, On the Road with Bratso, and we are just so excited, Angelica. I know that you have a lot going on. We can't let go of you. You're going to have to kick us off your foot, but we just can't stop because your energy. And you said you and your husband, now you two together are individually working and traveling across the world doing this. And like you just said, does your husband... I mean, have you guys, as a relationship, can you tell us? I mean, your relationship probably has become so enlightened by this.
Well, my partner Michael and I, have always had a very harmonious relationship. He's an ex-professor, university professor. He taught international politics and peace and conflict resolution at Washington University in D.C., other universities. He has quite an exceptional background. So he dovetailed into this work very nicely because he can truly identify with the peace element and how Bratso's gift spans beyond, again, just the healing element to actually bring something to communities and even on a broader scale.
Anthony's writing this, and he says he's learned the word Brazzo now. He also has learned that Angelica really is cool, and he thinks her husband has got to be very intense to deal with all of this energy and still stay at peace, just to be with someone of your strength. That's very positive. I love this. We've got emails just coming in all over the world with this. We do have another question we have from another person here that they're saying that as they've went through this in development, and you've seen this with the gazing, the other abilities, has you had said earlier that you had brought out some, you know, how this has helped you with the enlightening. Have you personally felt that this is going to be something that's going to be continually done through you, that you can have this ability, or is this something that just that you're just so in grace with it? Can you iterate a little bit to some of our listeners that are going, you know, they're in awe by you being there, and they're asking, can you be able to feel that you'll be doing these some of this type of healing with people later?
Well, I think that there is an important point to make here. Brazzo did not choose this gift. He didn't study for it. His mentor didn't teach him how to do this. There's nothing to be taught. It's something that Brazzo said long ago, this energy or this gift has him. He doesn't have it. It has him. It chose to come through him for whatever reason. You can say this is his fate or this is his destiny on this planet to help in this way. I have no idea for myself what may happen in the future. I have no aspirations to gaze. I certainly would never say that I could do it. But I do believe that each of us have unique gifts inside, and it's for us to discover those gifts, to learn to trust them, and to allow them to come forward. And the more we can just simply be present in our life, you know, we talk about being in the now. Eckhart Tolle says, being in the moment. It's all about being present in your life, moment to moment, listening to your feelings inside, and taking advantage of the doorways that open in front of you.
Excellent. Very good. And I love this now. You had said your husband in the background, and we've talked with you on your energy with the background a little of what we've got here. It is a blessing, but, you know, you said any and every individual can go and have this done, like you said, with him and the other abilities. Has there been a place that you can tell us that you look at, like you said, with different countries and places that you see is in need of it more, or are you just blessing the world as we go through with this? I mean, can I ask that?
Well, Brazzo certainly would never make a distinction with this gift, that one group needs it more than another. How could we individually choose which war-torn country is more desperate than another, which children starving in a community are worse off than another? So the gift is for everybody, and Brazzo simply goes where the invitations are offered. And this is bringing him to more and more places. But I think it's really important that we understand that this is such a personal experience. It's about us standing in the presence of Source or that which represents all that is, and having that sublime personal connection in those moments, that it synergizes and activates something more for us. Some people who come to a gazing session don't have any experience at all. And for other people, it is absolutely life-changing. And we can't predict who's going to receive or what they're going to receive. Again, there's an element of just showing up, being present in the moment, and being open to the experience, and then watching what the gift brings into your life.
Oh, it's just phenomenal. I love this, and I love what the guys are showing us with the energy with you, and are showing how the other parts of the ability is there. Dina, you had said you went to numerous of these events, and we have a question to you. Have you ever noticed, is it as you go to them, you obviously are enjoying this, does it get more intense each time, or is there any difference you can tell from year to year? They're asking, I mean, they're trying to tease you, I think, a little bit. They want to know if this is like a wine. Is there better years that you've had with Brazzo or not? They just love to tease, Gina. Some of them get up to mess with.
Certainly the first experience was interesting. And I think I was trying to soak it in. So I knew more what to expect on the second experience without having expectations. So then the second one, I think, was really when I felt that golden light come in. And then each one after, I have kind of different intentions when I go in. And so it's a different feeling, but yet I always ask for that golden light to come through me of love so that it just spreads out. So, and it's like a tingly that goes down me, and this, you can feel love encompassing your body. And to watch it all around in the room is amazing because, you know, I do have the gift of sight, so I can see the energy, and I watch it. And then sometimes you actually see a shadow of a person behind Bratzo, and it's amazing. It's like different shapes take form. And yet each experience is different, very different, and yet all very good.
Yes, and excellent. And you were discussing with the individualities that you, by meeting and having the time and the work done here, is this going to affect your work, Dina? Is this going to be something that you utilize your abilities and because of this has affected your healing abilities?
Oh, absolutely. Ever since I've gotten that first gaze from Bratzo, that is when I saw my abilities heightened tenfold. And since then, I've been able to go out more into the world, like, and spread it around more. It's almost just like an electric magnetic energy. You just touch somebody, and they have it, and then somebody else has it. And you just, it's this unconditional love you always feel. And so, therefore, you want to just go out and be nice to people and help people and spread love so that hopefully that they can, too.
You know, I love this, and I love that you have, you know, we know that Dina's a heartfelt person, but we can tell with you, Dina, you not only believe in this, you also know that, as we all are finding out here, that Bratzo has, like you said, no, wasn't chosen for a mission, but it's helping many and many people. As we're going into this and looking with Angelica here, I would also like to know with you, Angelica, as the times have went and changes have happened here with the world and the other events, as we're going into this, you know, you said earlier there was no place that you know we wouldn't describe or wouldn't go into a work. Is there an energy that you see with your life and some things that you're going to tackle here with this? Is there some things that you want to do? I know that there's a lot of things in the world that, I mean, you know, what I'm, is there something that you'd like to take this to that you think would help even more, a situation?
Certainly what I have found in my own life over the years now, almost 4 years since I brought so, I keep discovering new levels of strength and new levels of perseverance and patience, and I find that it just has nourished me in so many ways within that what I am able to give out to others, that's really changed, and it's in such a positive way. I would certainly like to write more books. I definitely have a wish to do that, to write another book about Bratzo, to go into a whole nother level, because I feel like the first book that I wrote about him, which talks about his life story, that shows the surface level of what's going on, but there are so many levels going deeper and deeper. So I would like to make a foray into that territory. And I would love to see Bratzo on national TV. I think that when we get Bratzo on TV, that somebody, anyone, anywhere across the country could tune in that way, I feel that will have just a tremendous impact. Now, some people have talked about, after Bratzo gaze at the United Nations in November in New York City, it was on November 26th that the Jumbotrons in Times Square, one of the Jumbotrons, three times over the course of that day, it had Bratzo's image up on the Jumbotron and showing him at the United Nations. Well, the next day, the New York Times reported a completely unexpected event occurring in New York City, which was its first day in Chronicles history without any violent crime. Now, I certainly can't say that's Bratzo, but what I can say is that this is the source, or something greater than ourselves, showing us that there is something greater than all of our problems, than all of our fears, than all of our tendencies towards violence. There is something positive and great. And Bratzo, in his way, represents this beautiful force of goodness that can be brought into our lives. And so certainly I and many around me, many people across the country, want to see Bratso get out in a bigger way, that it's not just events, not just live streaming, but that he can be brought into our living rooms in a way where we can have access when we just have the wish for it.
Excellent. That is, and that's exactly like you were just saying earlier. That's those missions. That's the difference. That's where, you know, and we have a lot of people tease us on our Gone Wild. They're like, you guys are, you're always talking about all these other things you've got, you've learned, but this is something you just come into the path and you're just doing it. And I love that. I find it very impressive and very amazing that you've wrote about it. You're putting it together. You're keeping this there for generations because, you know, you're living what we've heard about, we've read about through other parts of history with other individuals. And here you are documenting, and I'm just so impressed with you. I got to tell you, I can't help it. I just can't help it. Help me, Dina.
Jethro, I have to tell you that I wrote that book, which is over 300 pages, in 6 weeks. In 6 weeks, and that's really amazing to write over 300 pages. And the draft that I made was very close to the final draft. We did some minor editing on it over the next 3 weeks, but it was pretty much what it would be. And I could have never done that myself. That was truly the experience of this joy, of this beautiful intensity of strength, of wonder, of being in the moment that allowed me to focus and do that. So I look at that book as not so much as mine, but something that I was able to actually put down on paper, but that something came through me. And I am so grateful for that.
We are so grateful that you did it. And I think that it takes a lot of time and energy. And those of you who know that, you know, I have one book looking at putting three out. I have for the grace of being given a very good relationship. As fast as I can talk, my girlfriend can type. And there's still days that I look and we go, oh my, you know, because there's so much to put in. And like we had them write to us, and one of the questions we had last week is, where's Dina's books? Because Dina has been helping people month after month, and we found out that Dina has not only the facets of tarot, she does other work, she's a healer, in her spare time has done dream analogy. Dina, where's those books?
They're coming.
Got them going here. And Angela, is there anybody out there? I know you were asked about this with helping. Is there any other things that you want to tell everybody? I know that there's some places they can go. Any way that we can help or any place that we can send, we've got the website here. And those of you tuning in on iTunes, we have with us a very phenomenal guest tonight, and that is that we have with us Angelica Whitecliff. She is I call her the right-hand woman to Bratso. I'm going to mess up that name again if I don't listen. I wrote it. And Bratso. And I got to tease, I'm the Bratso, so he knows. So I got to say Bratso to get this down. The right-hand person here, and she is the author of The 20 Days with Bratso, internationally known Croatian man who, through the silent gaze, has transformed the lives of thousands throughout Europe and the U.S. So those of you guys tuning in, we're really going wild. We've had a lot of you guys asking what else is happening. You guys, who cares what else is happening? Get in with the show. You guys are teasing us. What's happening is we have a phenomenal guest, and what they got, a lot of them are saying, we could not believe how much energy. So we just love you on Gone Wild. We want to really encourage that you always come back. We definitely, we've held on to you. We promised we would, I think we were supposed to keep you 30 minutes, and we kept you the whole hour.
Well, thank you for that. It's gone by so quickly. But I do want to let your audience know that there are some live events coming up with Bratso very soon. In fact, they are starting, there is one starting on May 18th over in Pasadena, California. There's another one in Boulder, Colorado, May 22nd and May 23rd. New York City over Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through the 27th at the Pennsylvania Hotel. And we're over in Boston and also in Indianapolis in June.
Phenomenal. There, everybody know. And tell them, Dina, some of our new listeners here, Dina has been to a couple of these. And Dina, tell us, I mean, when Dina told me about this, it's you've got to hear this, guys, those of you listening in. Dina, tell us what this experience does and what it feels like to go to one of these scenes.
It's life-changing. It does change your life, and in a good way, all in a good way. And you all of a sudden start to feel everything in your life is easier. All those things that seem difficult, they now become easier to get through. And there's just this wonderful feeling of hope, you know, like you believe, I know it's going to happen. It is, and it does. Usually I've seen so many miracles in my life over the past 2 years and blessings. And some are just blessings. But you have to be willing to look at them like they can be small blessings or they can be large blessings. You just have to turn it around and look at the positives in life, and that's what you will get out of it. It's just amazing. And I want to say, if you get a chance to volunteer at any of these events, please do so. That is an amazing experience, too. And it's just so much gratitude you get from it and love. And so if you get that chance, they can certainly use the help from anybody who wants to help, and you will love doing it.
Very phenomenal. You got me ready to go. Why aren't you guys going to be in Florida, Angelica?
Well, we have been in Miami before, but right now for our spring-summer schedule, we don't have a visit scheduled to Florida, but you never know for the fall. We have some new cities coming up and a lot of excitement about coming to new areas.
I love that. And you guys are very good people, and I've teased you, and I'm gonna let you go. And you're there in Hawaii. Would you do a little luau dance for me and tell them I'm still here? I haven't got all my beads, but I'll be back.
Oh, well, they've been asking where you are.
You know, I'm the big eater. You know, I did come in.
Well, as much as I love Hawaii, I always enjoy coming to the East Coast, coming to the different cities across the country, and just hearing the experiences from people, because no matter where we go, they are so heartfelt and, you know, just so moving. It's a pretty great thing.
We thank you. And we teased about a month ago. I told Gina about surprising an older psychic, and you sure did. Both of you two tonight has been, we have people writing all over. They're like, you guys, they'd have bet on this to shut Jethro up, and you guys have me a little spellbound. It's that kind of energy. And you definitely got my vote in the energy. I've also been studying up on it this week, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting this very gifted gentleman and seeing you, Angelica, because I feel that you also are not only helping doing this mission, but your gift is very strengthened. You know, you and your husband are positive individuals putting this out there for everyone.
Well, we are certainly so grateful to be a part of this, and I don't think there's anything that could tear me away from this. It's just too good and juicy, and what I see taking place in people's lives, I know so many people want to help in some way. They search for that in their life, and here I have it right in my lap, and I'm not letting go.
Oh, and that big clock face has given us that beep I don't like, and they said that we've got 2.5 minutes. So,
well, Angelica, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. You're such a wonderful soul, and I've had the pleasure of meeting you, and your light shines out. And we want to thank you for bringing Bronto to us.
Yes, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, and I have to thank you, Dina and Jethro, so much for having this show where people can learn about Bratso. It's so important just to get the word out. There's so little advertising. It's not like we take out ads in big publications. How do you tell people, here's a man who's going to silently look at you for 5 to 7 minutes and your life can change? It doesn't work. So it's really all about just us talking about the experiences we've had and bringing people through word of mouth. And I think that's a beautiful way.
I think that is very beautiful. And we're going to let you go. And definitely, you know, you can always come back. If you decide to want to go play in Canada, you've got an open invitation from Psychic Jethro to go on Gone Wild. You got to bring Dina with it because they always love her up there. They keep teasing me. She keeps me in line. So you can come on our other radio station on A1R or Spirit Radio, and I've got to let you go because they're going to give us that 90-second kick to the door.
Well, thank you so much. I would be delighted anytime. So thank you for that. And, again, just go to bratso.net. For all your listeners, you'll find all the information about Bratso and upcoming events, lots of YouTubes. It's a great resource.
Very cool.
Awesome. And I will see you in Boston, Angelica.
I look forward to it, Dina. Thanks so much. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. In Boston, you heard that warning. Please put up your fences. It is going to be a national lookout moment because those two together in one town has got to be wild. You guys, we've heard Gone Wild. Those two will be wild. And we promised you guys a new wave of wild. And, Dina, you did it once again. You pulled another surprising, wonderful, excellent night. Thank everybody. We're going to be going there. Remember to go on GoneWild.com and get a reading with Dina, you guys. We have been – Dina is the one that wants to grab a hold of and handle this situation. We've had a lot of you guys asking me, well, how do we do it? You go on psychicsgonewild.com, you get a hold of her, you get her email, you get with her. We've had a couple of you listeners that there will be some winners tomorrow, and we're looking at Saturday. Don't forget, we've got a great show coming up. Take care.